Let's turn to Luke chapter 6 this morning. We've been studying doing everything in love. That means love is action showed towards everyone, everywhere, all the time, right? Yes? Okay. All right. So I'm checking for learning. We're doing okay. And so this morning, I believe that actions are not just, you know, things we do, meaning serving, giving, letting someone in line ahead of you. Actions also come from our words, don't they? Oh, yeah. Yes, yes, yes. You don't say. Oh, that's the title of the sermon. You don't say. We're going to go to Luke chapter 6. And this is when Jesus was teaching all about how to be loving people in chapter 6. It's known as the Sermon on the Mountain. He talks exactly about how we're to love others. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Those kinds of things. And then the Pharisees are there, of course, and they're giving him trouble as they always did. And so he begins to talk about the difference between people and the difference between trees is the example. He always spoke in parables. Luke chapter 6, verse 43. A good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit. A tree is identified by the kind of fruit it produces. Figs never grow on thorn bushes or grapes on bramble bushes. A good person produces good deeds from a good heart. That's why you have to have the heart of Jesus in you first. You see why it's important to have that first? A good heart. How do we get a good heart? Jesus puts it there. God takes out the stony heart, as it says in Ezekiel, and puts in us a brand new heart, a heart that can love everybody all the time by what we say and do. So a good person produces good things out of what? A good heart. And an evil person produces evil deeds from an evil heart. So if you want to understand people, if you see somebody doing something good, that means they have a good heart. If they're not doing good, they don't have a good heart. So what do they need? Jesus Christ, they need God that much more. But we're not going to talk about others today. We're going to talk about us, aren't we? Right? Because we're going to clean up our own side of the street, as they say. Right? It's about us. Because the prior scriptures, by the way, talk about specks in people's eyes and 2x4s in your own. So we're only going to think about us. So we want to have good deeds, don't we? How do we have those happen? A good heart. Where does that heart come from? Jesus Christ living in us. Exactly. And then he says, whatever is in your heart determines what you say. And I'm going to add to scriptures. I'm going to speak for Jesus through the power of the Holy Spirit. I have that kind of poetic license here this morning. I'm going to add some scripture here for you. It's going to say, whatever is in your heart determines what you say or don't say. Because sometimes, isn't it better not to say what's really on your mind sometimes? Right? Isn't it better not to give your opinion, even if it's right, and even if they need to hear it, and even if it's something they need to change, we should say it, shouldn't we? No. Oh, we got to help this guy right here. Okay, beautiful. Getting closer to the front row. That's a good sign. I know you're listening. I know you're almost listening. That's all good. I'm not going to say anything either. So, see, you can never take back words you don't say. Right? You don't ever have to apologize to somebody for what you shoot out of your mouth if it's harmful. You don't have to worry about trying to make it all okay. I mean, yes, we have forgiveness and things like that. I understand that. But wouldn't it be better if you didn't say it at all in the first place? Sometimes having a good heart is learning through wisdom what to say and what not to say. And not only what to say and what not to say, how about how we say it? Because sometimes it's not what we say, right? It's how we say it. We can say, hey, you dropped that. Or you can say, hey, you dropped that. Or, hey, you dropped that. Isn't it interesting how voice inflection can matter, right? Where's that voice inflection come from? What's in our heart, right? Sometimes we're annoyed and annoying, maybe. But we're inside. We've got stuff going on, right? All of us humans, right, that are becoming more like Christ. We're not there yet. But we sometimes get, you know, a little bit emotionally not okay, right? And somebody happens to get in the way of our not okayness. And then what we say and how we say it isn't always helpful, is it? See, the Bible tells us to speak only words that encourage and lift up others. Could you use a little more encouragement today? Wouldn't it be nice if we could say encouraging things to one another? Wouldn't that be nice? Lifting people up. Speaking, you know, we might in our mind here, you know, have 7 or 8, 9 things that we think about a person, and maybe we leave off 2 that are not so positive, and we only tell them the other 7 that are positive. What their strengths are, what they're good at, what we love about them, right? Not the 1 or 2 things that are missing. This is not school. We have to get, you know, marks off on what's missing and what's wrong. We're not to look at people that way. We're here to focus on the good in people, aren't we? We're going to be wise about that. Where does that wisdom come from? It comes from the book of Proverbs, just so happens. I have a few things this morning to help you with what you're understanding, that words matter. Words either build up or they tear down. In Proverbs chapter 16, verse 23. 16:23. Yes, it's okay to mark it in your Bible, should you have one. If you don't have one with you, we could give you one of those too. Or you can look online, but mark it. From a wise mind comes wise speech. The words of the wise are persuasive. What's the operative word there? Wise. Wise. So I, like I always very often do, like to make up acronyms to help you remember what I'm teaching you this morning. Wise. Whatever I say encourages. You like that? Whatever I say encourages. That's how I can be wise. Whatever I say encourages. Next verse, 24. Kind words are like honey, sweet to the soul and healthy for the body. Right? Kind words, sweet to the soul. Whenever we hear kind words about us or to us, or we speak in a kind manner to someone else, doesn't it feel better than when you're upset and angry and not saying such great things to people? Of course they do. We want to soothe people's souls. There's so much pain, so much sorrow, so much suffering today, so much discord that we hear, we want to be loving people, right? So what we say and what we don't say can make a difference in people's lives, can it? When someone's having a tough time and we give them words of encouragement and lift them up and build them up, does that help them in that day? Obvious answer, yes, of course. And what about what you say to yourself? Are you your best critic or your best cheerleader? Okay, this side is like, really, I'm going to have to pray extra. It's okay. It's okay. Studies show that the critical mind part of us is merely there to help improve us, but oddly enough, it doesn't. Saying don't do that again and don't touch and don't do this and don't do that doesn't cause people to change. Did you know that? But if you speak it in a positive way, I love it when you do this, and I love you when you do that, those kind of things. It builds you, people up, including yourself, including yourself. So words matter. So it's okay. No, it's not okay even. It's not okay even to think bad things about yourself. Because I one time had somebody say, well, I think it, but I'm not saying it. Was that any different? You might as well just say it. But what you say has power. We know that words have power. Words are creative. I love this scripture in Job where he says, the things I have feared and I talked about were going wrong, they've happened to me. There's power in words. You can have an up day just by saying, I'm going to have an up day. I've decided today is going to be a good day. How about your day? What's your day going to be like today? Very good. All right. They made it. Yes. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Our mind allows us to pick whatever we want to think. Did you know that? You can choose how to think. That's the cool thing about God giving us free will. And whatever you think, you become. That's good news, isn't it? I'm losing somebody over here now. So I know this. When you're conscious of what you're thinking and it becomes creative for you, if the outcome you get is not what you wanted, that means you have to change your thinking. It's that simple. For example, if you thought you were going to leave today and just go out to lunch and not come help us back in the annex, we're going to change that thinking for you. We're going to see everybody back there and go look and see what this kind of ministry is all about. How easy was that? Now the question is, what will you do with what we're telling you to think? If I told you there was a big surprise over there that you're really going to love, now do you want to go? There is. Kind words are like honey. Kind words are like honey. Go to chapter 17, verse 27. Let's go back to verse 9 first. We're going to go down 17. I read a few of the Proverbs, as you can tell. God's obviously working on me. So, to help you. Yes. So, verse 9, 17:9. Disregarding another person's faults preserves love. Disregarding. What does disregarding mean? Overlooking. Not paying attention to it. No big deal, right? Don't even focus on it. You focus on their good points, right? Disregarding a person's faults preserves love. Telling about them separates close friends. I don't know about you, but I've had friends in the past. Well, I guess they were in the past for a reason. But needless to say, that would want to give me constructive criticism, not in the very nicest way. I had one person one time tell me I should leave my spouse because so she was holding me back from really being what I could be, a rich person with a big job and all kinds of stuff. I was choosing to be in a lifetime commitment. And choosing to have something other than riches and wealth and prominence. And now, that person was being helpful for me, right? Aren't you glad I don't listen very often, Marie? Huh? What? You said what? We have to be careful who we listen to, right? Well-meaning people because they got their own agenda or who knows why. I had to disregard that fault of that person, ignore them, right? We have to ignore things that people sometimes say to us. But on the other side of that, we need to watch what we say to other people too. Think before we speak. Let God direct us and guide us. Preserve love that way. Verse 14, beginning a quarrel is like opening a floodgate, so drop the matter before a dispute breaks out. You ever have one of those things where you really want to tell somebody something? You know, you just got to tell them. It might be your spouse, for example. They left the dirty dishes in the sink again. Or something more major. Now, how we say it matters, right? Whether we say it matters, right? What are you going to choose to do? Wash the dishes. That's correct. Many, many, many relationships are saved by dishwashing on your own. I always love how couples get together and they come in for a couples counseling and they say to me, you need to change them. Well, you married them. Why are you asking me? What? Who do you want me to change them into? What? And I say, well, what about you needs to change? Oh! They never come back for counseling, but needless to say, we are not here to change other people, are we? We're here to change who? And who's going to help us? God is. God is caring about us changing. And we need to learn how to learn what to say and what not to say. What's helpful and what isn't. Is it worth it? Does it matter in 5 years what you're saying right now? Right? You follow what I'm saying? Make small things. Overlook. Now, if it's something big, yes, you can address it in a kind, loving way. And very often in a counseling room, it does help. Have a third party. But needless to say, when you grow into more like Christ, you're going to learn that wisdom, aren't you? Okay, moving right along. Verse 27, a truly wise person uses few words. A person with understanding is even-tempered. What's even-tempered look like? Not me, right? Calm. Are things going to irritate us in our life? Are bad things going to happen to us? Are people going to be a little bit on the not perfect side? And are we going to get upset about every little thing they do? Very good, very good. You're with me. Thank you. You've heard the phrase, pick your battles. How about you don't try to have a battle at all? Why does it have to be a battle? Why can't it be giving feedback that's going to help in a loving way? You see what I'm saying? You notice when Jesus, whenever he met somebody, he drew them to him. He didn't yell and scream and tell them everything that was wrong with them. He just said, here I am. And they knew they had some issues like we all do. But they were drawn to his love, his understanding, his forgiveness, his even-temperedness, calmness, acceptance of others. So important. And I guess verse 28 probably refers more to me than anybody. Even fools are thought to be wise when they keep silent, when they keep their mouths shut. They seem intelligent. We don't have to say everything that's on our mind. Did you realize that? You don't have to be in a line in the store and look at somebody's clothes and go, what the heck are they wearing? Hey, did you see what they're wearing? Look at this person. We don't have to do that. No, we don't. We can maybe instead look at the positive about the person. Or just ignore it. Right? So we're going to become wise today, are we not? Because we're going to know in our heart we have Jesus Christ in here. Right? Because we do, we're going to disregard other people's faults. Got that one? So you don't get to look at my faults, and I don't get to look at yours. Or even if I see them, I'm going to disregard them, right? And you're going to disregard all of mine, right? Can I get, no, I come on, now all the people, yes, everybody. All right, I want to see comments on Facebook. Yes, Pastor Joyce, we're going to overlook your faults. Yes, you don't have to say them. I know I have them. And people that we trust, honest criticism is good in a loving way. Gentle rebukes are fine. How we say it. If it's helpful to someone, yes. We want to help people, yes. Be more like Christ, right? But how we say it to them and how we treat them and encourage them and walk with them through their messiness without judging them, loving them regardless. We can keep those things to ourselves and pray for people, right? Let God do the fixing and the changing and the growing. We do the loving. You don't say. So we don't say things that are harmful or hurtful. We don't say things in anger. Give yourself a 6-second rule. Everybody, are you with me now? Let's all count to six. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Now, if somebody does something to step on your toes, before you give them a piece of your mind, you say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Huh, I'm better. Just walking away, praying in 6 seconds. There's something you can say within 6 seconds, isn't there? God, help me say the right thing. Or God, help me say nothing. I love the phrase, God, help me. It's what I live by. It's what I work by. It's what I pastor by. Whenever someone's coming my way, and maybe they got some stuff going on, or maybe they're upset with me, I say, God, help me. Love this person. God, help me. Keep my mouth shut. Oh, that's 7 seconds. God, help me be wise. Whatever I say encourages. This is the year of love. By what we say and by what we, but also by what we don't say. If it isn't good, your mom and dad or whomever was your adult person in your life, it could have been a school teacher, and now it maybe it's your pastor. If you don't have anything nice to say, well, listen up. We should be a lot more quiet more of the time. Right? Ask God to put the words on your lips. Because what you say, oddly enough, could be remembered for years to come. We've all have situations in all of our lives when we were young children or young adults, and somebody said something that stuck. And especially a lot of not good things that stuck, right? And we have to overcome that and get healed from that. So start sticking some good things on yourself. It's okay to put post-it notes of love on you, positive affirmations, things that you do to and say to yourself that lift you up, and then reflect those to others. But whatever we also say can stick on someone. So think clearly before you say anything. Make sure it's wise. Whatever I say, courageous. Amen.